My mom always says, give the girl a microphone and she will change the world. Well, mom, no one hasn't handed me a microphone yet, so I decided to buy one on eBay for $29.99 on special. This is a story about a former radio broadcaster. Live after radio.
1, 2, 3.
This is Live After Radio with Lara Potter. Hey guys, I finally got in after hours of being locked out of my own house. This morning I was walking out of the house in such confidence like no one's business just to realize that I left my keys in the house. If it wasn't for my house agent who keeps spare keys, all my plans today would be ruined. These things happen quite often lately. I became forgetful, feeling tired easily, and not to mention roller coaster mood. It made me wonder, has all these things got something to do with what I eat? I mean, I believe food could really heal or ruin our body. So anyway, healthy diet is another thing that I had to learn the hard way in my life after radio. A little flashback to my radio years. Back then, I had a personal trainer and a nutritionist, a makeup artist, and a manager.
Lara, here's your schedule for today. 10 a.m. through 1 p.m. you'll be doing your radio show. 1:30 till 2:30 p.m. is meeting with clients at Starbucks. Be sure to be on time. They're Japanese. 3 to 5 p.m. is hair, makeup, and styling. Please be nice to the new makeup artist. And 6 p.m. is call time for emceeing tonight. Remember, this is Bridezilla's wedding. Try not to comment on her flower arrangements if you hate them.
So life was quite simple. Not to mention, majority of Indonesian lives with maids, which means cooking is not in the worry list. I would say I ate healthier back home because meal prep sounds more like, can you please cook me this? And then I would give her a list of different recipes that I want. She would then cook and clean. In other words, in the past, I would pay people to make me look good and feel good. But most people don't have the luxury to do that. As an everyday wife and mother, I am definitely struggling to maintain a healthy diet in between my busy life. You might be a husband, a father, maybe a single parent, or a busy professional, and you could relate to what I'm talking about. For busy people in general, or should I say for people in general, we need to tell ourselves each day that we want to have a healthy diet. I have to intentionally buy healthy food, preparing healthy meals, and of course, intentionally researching delicious food that is also healthy. How many of us know that some healthy food just tastes like rubbish? Seriously, people, we want to be healthy, not punished. If I could sum up my health challenges, they would be energy, mood, and body weight. Okay, firstly, energy. How do I know that I'm struggling in this area? Well, when I was single, I could party until AM, still up at 7 AM, eating breakfast with my friends. While having breakfast, we are planning on attending the next party. I used to MC for more than 5 hours, dancing in music festivals, in heels, and my legs felt fine. My life today is all about struggling to get up in the morning and already in my pajamas, ready to sleep at 8 p.m. Not to mention my legs. They pretty much gave up on me after standing for more than half a day. Secondly, mood. I would say my mood now is like a roller coaster on steroid. Some days I feel so pumped. Another day I feel like C-R-A-P. Thirdly, body weight. Not only I gained 25 kilos during pregnancy, and to lose that baby weight, by the way, I can't use that excuse anymore, is still challenging. So I got convicted. For this episode, I want to talk about healthy diets. If you're like me, you're interested to explore healthy diets but not really sure how to start or what to do, you might find this episode helpful. I also invited some of my friends to share their testimonies on their diet and lifestyle. Also, since I'm not an expert, I decided to interview Angela, our nutritionist friend, to discuss further on general diet, paleo diet, gluten-free diet, and detoxing. Hey Angela, thank you for taking time to chat with us. Can you please introduce yourself?
Thank you so much for having me here. Hi, I'm Angela Chen. I absolutely love working as a clinical nutritionist. Being able to support individuals in reaching their health goals that are combined with nutritional research and understanding for the human body is such a humbling experience. As a natural health practitioner, I am so honored to be able to journey with people towards their health goals.
Why is it important to have the right diet? How do we know which diet is best for us?
Yeah, these are great questions. I find working with clients, I always tell them that nobody will understand their body more than they do. So when I work with them in finding the appropriate diet for them, the best diet is the one that makes them feel most healthy, with more energy levels, better mood, improved digestion, and definitely vitality levels.
How much does discipline play part in this?
Yeah, discipline is a definitely interesting one. I definitely find that because of the convenience of processed food, such as pizza, KFC, frozen meals, and prepackaged everything, and even in the health food aisle, it's quinoa, brown rice. Therefore, I find when we try to adopt a new way of eating, definitely a little bit of preparation is needed. However, I find that most people, once they find the diet and health alternative that is suitable for them as an individual, eating a diet rich in nutrients and achieving their health goals becomes much more simple, enjoyable, and lifelong.
Paleo diet is very popular. What does it do to your body?
The paleo diet is pretty much a model of eating that represents how the cavemen used to eat. Typically include a lot of fresh vegetables, fruit, nuts and seeds, meats such as steak, chicken, turkey, or even fish, unrefined oils such as coconut oil, olive oil, and people who are eating a paleo diet will not be having any dairy, grains such as brown rice, legumes such as chickpeas or black beans, and will not be having any sugar and alcohol. A lot of people who eat a paleo diet will experience weight loss, better energy levels, better concentration, and even a lot of times reduce symptoms of headaches.
Any tips on how we apply this diet in our day to day?
Yes, for the paleo diet specifically, there are three main tips. The first is including lots of fresh vegetables with a variety of color, such as broccoli, purple cabbage, lettuce, delicious rocket, sweet potato, and carrots. This will ensure that we are getting a range of nutrients, phytochemicals, and fiber, which are great for our health and digestion. Typically, what I tell people is that we should be having a very generous serving for lunch, dinner, and even as a snack. There's a very interesting quote, and it says, for the paleo diet specifically, if we're not eating more vegetables than a vegetarian, then we're doing the paleo diet wrong. A very easy way for busy people to be able to prepare vegetables is setting about 15 minutes any time of the week aside to just chop vegetables. And once we have chopped a variety of vegetables, we can store it in an airtight container and pretty much they're ready to go for the week ahead. This will save a lot of time. The second one is for a serving of meat on the paleo diet, the size should be palm size and the thickness to a deck of cards. Most of the ladies, the palm size is our palm size and not your husband's or the person next to you. Specifically for lifestyle purposes, including some grains and legumes into our diet will be very beneficial in terms of nutrient and fiber content. A quarter of a plate with meals is a great portion size. The reason being is because I generally don't recommend anyone to exclude any food groups from their diet unless they have a medical condition and symptoms arise.
Now let's have a listen to a short testimony from Beck on paleo diet and how this diet changed her life. Oh, Beck also shared her favorite paleo recipe, avocado and mousse sweet treat.
Well, actually, I was a vegan for 3 years. No animal products, mostly plant-based diet. My body was reacting in a very strange way. I went to the doctor and he said, you're not absorbing vitamins. I had a period of time where I was fainting a lot, and he discovered it was because I was low on iron. Through the recommendation of a naturopath, I stumbled upon autoimmune paleo, which is basically just a diet that aims to reduce inflammation in the body. So the autoimmune paleo was just something that immediately I felt relief. Essentially, there are a lot of properties in animal fat that are very healing. Basically, drinking bone broth or eating fish, I just immediately felt better. Ethically, my preference would be that I would not consume meat. Mm-hmm. However, my body wasn't, because I think when you're vegan, I think you have to be very intentional. And many of my friends who are vegans are very intentional about managing your intake of nutrients. People have asked me, what are you doing? What? I'll share it with them, but not in a way that's trying to, you know, brainwash them or tell them this is the only way to live, because I realize it's not. Everyone's very different. I love avocado chocolate mousse. You basically blend avocado, vanilla beans, honey, coconut oil or coconut milk, a little bit of honey, and some raw cacao. You feel like a chocolate treat and just whip up that mousse and you're sorted, yeah.
Please allow me to thank our nutritionist guest, Angela Chen, and Back Up Diet for her testimony. To contact Angela, please email angelachen388@gmail.com. If you have any inputs or comments on this episode, please email me at lifeafterradio@mail.com. Be sure to not miss the second part of this episode. I will update you through our Instagram account at lifeafterradio. Don't forget to follow. Special thank you for Damien and Cohen Potter for releasing me to be an antisocial in one Saturday of every month. Also, thank you to Audioblocks. Alright guys, see you in 2 weeks' time.